Lord, rain on us, Lord. Let your spirit rain on us, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Send us that refreshing.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. As we praise you, as we adore you, as we magnify your holy name, God, because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of all of our praise. Hallelujah. We're worthy. Hallelujah. Y'all just praise him right now. Just praise him where you are. Just praise
Lord,
him.
I love you.
Hallelujah. We take not for granted, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. There's so many didn't wake up this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we just praise you, Lord, for who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we're in Ruth 3. This is the Father's house. It's not the hog pen. I know all about the hog pen. I can tell you about the hog pen. Y'all want to know about the hog? I was raised on a hog farm, so you know. This is not the hog pen. So, that's as far as I'm going to go with that. We'll leave that for Brother Monty, won't we? So, no, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord. Let me just speak real quickly to, you know, the people. You know, sometimes it's hard to realize why people don't just get up and go when they hear a hurricane's coming, because the things are so destructive. But you got to realize, everything they got
is
there. Yeah, yeah, you know. And well, this is bigger. Yeah.
We can't go find out until this right down the street.
And you know, if they leave, you know, oh yeah, the stuff could come and just blow it away, but then, you know, looters could come and get it. So what the flood doesn't get, the looters get, you know. And so, you know, people are concerned about losing their things.
And a lot of those people have really built stronger houses too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They're concerned about losing their things,
yes.
Their stuff. You know, we put a lot of stock in our stuff, and we worked hard for it, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it's really hard to get to the place where you're saying, you know what, God's going to take care of me. I don't need things. I need the thing maker.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see, I don't need things. I got the thing maker. So, you know, I'm just going to go with him. Be happy with him, you see. But you don't. You got to have that knowledge. You got to have that realization that who you've got inside you created all of this.
Yes.
And to take care of you, if he has to, he'll recreate. You know, he'll make food. He'll make whatever. Or he'll lead you to someone who'll give you food, you know.
Yeah.
And not everybody has that revelation. Not everybody has that knowledge. Not everybody has enough knowledge they can put their faith in that. And even those that do, they still need someone to come alongside them. So, you know, be in prayer about what we can do to help out those folks. You know, I've been thinking about this and praying about, you know, what's the best way to help these folks. You know, and there's a group called Next Step Storm in Minor there, and they came down during the tornadoes, and the Open Door Church just opened their doors to them, gave them a place to set up, put their equipment, everything. And so they just stayed, and now they go all over the country to people who are, you know, had storms, and they help rebuild, help clean up and rebuild. And so I'm pretty sure they're going to have a pretty pretty big time of it down in Florida and in Texas, for that matter.
Also, in Brooklyn, Atlanta, no matter where a devastation is, he takes a trailer.
There you go. Yeah.
So I'm collecting stuff to take to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he'll direct. He'll probably send it to Houston and probably send it to Florida. He sent merchandise to Sandy. He brought a big trailer, you know, the big long trailer.
Yeah.
He brought it here to Birmingham, and then they act like they didn't have no place to put it after April 23rd. So they just drove to Tuscaloosa and unloaded there. He took merch stuff to Haiti.
Yeah. Right.
So,
when you said you collected some stuff, you know, you're talking about clothes and
It's whatever. You know, they need pencils, school supplies. They need everything. They don't have nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Even a little box of matches.
But you have to check the Lord.
Yeah.
Because I'll be taking it down there next Sunday.
All right. Okay, so let's look at Ruth 3 now. And I understand this is, he left off at the end of Ruth 2 last week. And, again, I'm not money. I'm not all into the Hebrew and all this sort of thing. I'll just be me. I'm going to be me. And so Monty can come back and redo this with his look at it.
Release what you have.
But I did want to emphasize a couple of things here that I got out of this. Here's a verse that's really kind of good. And Jesus cried out and said, this is from John 12:44. And Jesus cried out and said, whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. He said, what does that have to do with Ruth? Well, we're going to get into that. Okay. He says, whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. All right, that's what Jesus said. All right. So one of the things that we need to look at is God has my best interest in mind.
Yes,
he is looking out for my welfare.
Yes, he does.
Another point is God will speak through the authorities over me to guide me into his righteousness and provision.
Amen.
Okay. Now Ruth trusted God to use the authorities in her life to guide and bless her.
That's good. Repeat that,
Ray.
That's good.
Ruth trusted God to use the authorities in her life.
The authorities in her life, okay.
To guide and bless her.
To guide and bless her. Whoa. Now say it one more time.
All right. Ruth trusted God to use the authorities in her life to guide and bless her.
Whoa. That's powerful. Y'all getting it? It's powerful. You know, sometimes, you know, people that are in authority over our lives or over, you know, sometimes we don't want to hear what they has to say. We want to do it our way. But she opened up to the people. You know, the people that in authority over you, maybe your pastor, maybe, it's just different ones. And sometimes we don't want to listen to them. We want to do it our way. Ruth could have easily said, I don't want to be a servant. I ain't come over here to serve, you know, people. Ruth came over and she was a servant from the time she left her home to the time she got to Naomi's home. She became a servant. Yeah. And that's where the church is. Church got to serve.
That's right.
Okay, so the big question then is, will I do the same? Will I trust the authorities in my life to guide and bless me? All right, will I obey what they say? So let's look at Ruth 3.
Let me just release something else here. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is authority in our lives.
Amen.
Yes.
Will we trust him? Jesus is authority. Will we trust him?
That's good, Mary.
Will we do what that pastor did, Brother David? Yeah, when we go over and speak to somebody. Yeah. It's good. Okay, so Ruth 3:1, let's read the first few verses here so we can get the picture in our mind. I'll be reading from the ESV. It's very similar. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, my daughter, should I not seek rest for you that it may be well with you? Is not Boaz our relative? With whose young women you were. See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Wash, therefore, and anoint yourself, and put on your raiment or your cloak, and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. But when he lies down, mark or observe the place where he lies. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do. And she replied, this is Ruth, and Ruth replied, all that you say I will do. So she, that is Ruth, went down to the threshing floor and did just as her mother-in-law had commanded her. Now, is that how it happened, or Or maybe it happened like this. Naomi's talking to Ruth. When Naomi finishes, Ruth pulls one of the earbuds out of her ears and says, "What? Were you talking to me?" And Naomi says, "Yes, turn off that music and listen to me." So Naomi repeats herself, and Ruth replies, and Ruth replies, "Yeah, yeah, whatever." Ruth thinks, Naomi must be getting senile. You see, you have to read between the lines, folks. You see, that's not what Ruth did, but that's what we get sometimes today from our children, or actually grandchildren, right? They're young, they're teenagers, they got their earbuds in, they're listening to music, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they're not paying attention, all right? And then when you do talk to them, they go, "Whatever, doesn't really affect me, da-da-da," you know. But that wasn't Ruth. Mm-hmm. Ruth listened to Naomi.
Yes, she
and she said, "All that you said, I will do." Mm. Now, Ruth trusted God. I'm going to take us back a little bit. She trusted that God had her welfare, her best interest in mind. Mm-hmm. I want to spend a little time thinking about this, all right? Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or return from following you." Mm-hmm. Right? "For where you go, I will go. Mm-hmm. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Mm-hmm. Your people shall be my people, mm-hmm. and your God, my God."
My God.
She already, "I'm committing my way to God. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with him. And he's going to work through you to bring welfare into my life, bring blessings into my life." Well, God said, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. Mm-hmm. To give you a future and a hope.
Amen.
Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear you. Uh-huh. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." That's from Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. This is what Ruth was doing. This is what she sought him with all her heart. Left everything she had to go with Naomi to what, who knows what. But she figured God was going to go with her.
Faith.
Now, Adam and Eve didn't have that. If you read in Genesis 3, 1 through 6, you know, Eve was looking at the fruit. And she says, she listens to the serpent. And she says, "You know, maybe God is holding out on me. Maybe there is something good that he's holding out on me. Maybe he doesn't have my best interest in mind. Maybe he doesn't have my welfare in mind. Maybe I need to take care of it myself." And she ate the fruit, and we know what happened then, don't we? Things went south from then. Things went down. So how long did Ruth have to wait for God's blessings for her? After she and Naomi arrived back at Bethlehem, right? It was at the beginning of the barley harvest, right? That's what it says. And I'm not going to get into all that stuff. Brother Wadi went into whether wheat harvest, barley harvest, at the end of the barley harvest, which is about somewhere between 1 and 2 months. Barley harvest started 1 month, and it was over that, you know, sometime in the next month. So it could be as long as almost 2 months and as short as 1 month, so, or a few days. But it was probably just a few weeks that she was out there gleaning, all right? So probably no more than 2 months she's out there doing this. And suddenly, her poor fortunes turned around real quick. You get married to one of the rich guys in town. Yeah. So, now God put his concern for Ruth's welfare into the mind of her authority.
Whoa.
What did Naomi said? "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you?
Whoa.
That it may be well with you."
Well with you. Whoa.
God put that in her mind.
Yes.
All right? Mm-hmm. I need to do something for you.
Yeah.
Now Ruth had been gleaning, right? They'd been there for several weeks, and Naomi was all concerned with what? "Oh, I'm bitter. The Lord has put bitterness in my life. I'm poor." She was thinking. But now suddenly she wakes up and she says, you know,
got our eyes off ourselves.
Yeah. God spoke to Naomi, even this poor old widow woman that had all these concerns, and she was so weighed down, suddenly God can speak through that authority, even the way she is, okay?
Jesus.
And he can tell her, you know, I need to see about you. I need to seek your welfare.
Jesus!
I need to stop thinking about myself and think about you. Yeah. Now, when you read that, you ought to go, ah! What happened? Something big has happened because Naomi's been down in the dumps.
Amen. All about her. All for her.
Yes.
Me. I don't have nothing. God took everything from me.
Exactly.
Poor me, poor me. Couldn't see nobody but her.
And can God use this woman to do anything good? Well, apparently he did. He put it in her mind to think about Ruth's welfare.
Ah. That's good God again, right there. I don't know if I give it to God. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Let somebody else be on your mind. You'll put somebody else.
Yes, you will.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. And this lady, she was all about herself.
Yeah.
I mean, poor me. I want to change my name. I don't even want to call Naomi Me Pleasant. I'm not Pleasant anymore. Really, what she wanted to say, I'm mad. God that did all this to me. Don't y'all call me Naomi anymore. I'm not Pleasant anymore. I don't want to be Pleasant. But look how God changed and put. Oh my God.
Now,
hey, that's powerful. You know, that's when I tell you to walk in your own anointing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, we say, well, I'm not Brother Bunty.
No.
You don't have to be from it. You got the
I'm
Holy
not
Spirit.
Trying to be Brother Bunty today. Not me.
But that's powerful. We didn't get that last week. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Isn't that powerful? Yeah. She took her eyes off. Sometimes we have our eyes too much on self. You know, we live in a world where people just have changed a lot. They take selfies. You know, they used to take pictures of people. But now it's just selfies. You know, it's more about self. They're so into self, you know. But she took her eyes off of herself and said, I want the welfare. I want the best for you. I want the best. We need to be wanting the best for somebody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Saying we want the best, not always, now Lord, what you can give me. My name is Jimmy, and what can you give me? But wanting the best for somebody else. And why you want the best for somebody else? See, Naomi got blessed through that too.
Amen.
That had to be God.
To be God to bring her out of that dump that she was in. I mean, all she could see was Naomi and how bad, and the enemy got in and showed how bad Naomi was. And change your name, girlfriend, because you're not glad. And God just had to be in there to change that. We didn't see that last, but we see that this week.
Yeah.
Okay, fresh wind blow.
Amen. Okay, we'll talk some more about this next week, okay? But right now, we'll go ahead. Brother Thurston, come on out here.
Well, be careful, taking your eyes off yourself. Boy, that'll preach.